With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
People in high society can get away with murder.
So says novelist Edward Stewart, who dissects the jet set in his racy thriller, Privileged Lives.
Privileged Lives is completely different from my other books because it's based on personal experience, personal belief, personal observation.
Stewart says the upper classes are going to pieces.
They are money crazed. A lot of them are on drugs. They're doing a lot of divorcing, remarrying, attempted murders. You name it. They're doing it.
This is new?
It's newer.
Edward Stewart says he himself comes from an old line family with money.
The worst drug problem when I was a child was perhaps alcohol or chewing gum aspirin. That was a big fad.
Privileged Lives deals with two sensational crimes that echo recent headlines.
One is the 7-year coma that Sonny von Bülow has been in. It was thought that perhaps her husband had injected her with insulin. And the other is the murder by the assistant of a New York art dealer of a Norwegian fashion student.
Edward Stewart insists the catty talk among the rich in his book is real.
I grew up in that scene. I'm less a part of it now because I frankly don't enjoy wasting my life. But the catty discussions of people are an absolute fact in high society.
Edward Stewart's novel of crime among the rich, Privileged Lives, is a Dell paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.